Bedtime Bites presents The Adventures of Flora the Flying Fox. In a lush green forest filled with towering trees and twinkling fireflies, there lived a curious little girl named Maeve. She had wild, curly hair that bounced when she walked and eyes that sparkled with adventure. Every night, just before bedtime, Maeve would sit by her bedroom window, hoping to catch a glimpse of the magical creatures that called the forest their home. One particularly starry evening, as Maeve was about to close her curtains, she spotted something extraordinary. A small fuzzy creature with giant ears and leathery wings glided past her window. It was Flora, the flying fox. Flora landed gracefully on a nearby branch and waved her wing at Maeve. "Hello there," she chirped. "Would you like to join me on an adventure?" Maeve's eyes widened with excitement. "Oh, yes, please," she exclaimed, forgetting all about bedtime. With a flick of her tail, Flora sprinkled some shimmering dust over Maeve, and suddenly, the little girl found herself shrinking down to the size of a mouse. Giggling with delight, she climbed onto Flora's back, and they soared into the night sky. Their first stop was the Glowworm Grotto, a hidden cave behind a misty waterfall. As they entered, thousands of tiny lights illuminated the cavern, creating a breathtaking display. "Wow!" Maeve gasped. "It's like the stars have come down to Earth." Flora smiled. "The glowworms use their light to attract food," she explained. "But they also throw the most spectacular dance parties." As if on cue, the glowworms began to blink in a rhythmic pattern, creating a dazzling light show. Maeve and Flora danced and twirled, their laughter echoing through the cave. Next, they visited the Whispering Willows, ancient trees with long swaying branches that told stories of the forest's past. Maeve listened in awe as the willows spoke of brave squirrels, mischievous raccoons, and wise old owls. As they flew deeper into the forest, they came across the Bubble Bog, a magical swamp where colorful, floating bubbles grew like fruit on the surrounding plants. Flora plucked a shimmering blue bubble and handed it to Maeve. "Make a wish and pop it," Flora instructed with a wink. Maeve closed her eyes, made a wish, and gently pressed the bubble. It burst with a soft pop, releasing a shower of tiny butterflies that danced around them before fluttering away. Their final stop was the Moonflower Meadow, where beautiful silver flowers bloomed only under the light of the moon. As they landed, the flowers began to sing a soft, ethereal lullaby. "This is where all the forest creatures come when they can't sleep," Flora explained, yawning. "The moonflower's song always helps them drift off to dreamland." Maeve felt her own eyelids growing heavy as she listened to the soothing melody. Flora noticed and chuckled softly. "I think it's time we got you back home, little one." With Maeve snuggled safely on her back, Flora took to the skies once more. As they approached Maeve's window, the little girl whispered, "Thank you for the wonderful adventure, Flora. Will you come back tomorrow night?" Flora gently deposited Maeve back in her room, where she returned to her normal size. "Of course, my dear," Flora replied with a smile. "The forest is full of wonders, and there's always a new adventure waiting to be had." As Flora flew away, Maeve crawled into bed, her heart full of joy and her mind filled with magical memories. She closed her eyes, knowing that in her dreams she would relive the extraordinary night she had spent with her new friend, Flora the Flying Fox. And so, dear children, as you drift off to sleep tonight, remember that amazing adventures can be found in the most unexpected places, even right outside your window. All you need is a little imagination and a kind forest friend to guide you.